The huge greenhouse that generations before had been used to raise bountiful crops of flowers and prize marrows had been remade into a theatre of sorts when Eleanor was 9 years old, and constantly improved since then. Now she was 19. The dolls that had once provided her supporting cast had long since been relegated to being her audience, seated in two rows of garden chairs at the south end. They had been replaced as performers by life-sized plasterboard cutouts, repainted as necessary. Eleanor still played nearly all the parts and did all the voices. She was doing one now, standing behind a bright red and gold cavalier to deliver the most famous speech from Breakspeare's The Three Noble Kinswomen, Sir Merivan revealing he was betrothed to all three ladies, but would marry none, and was in fact in love with the orphan, Kit Catchpenny.
"None of thee could be but more than a sister unto me, Eleanor."
The agitated voice of Mrs. Watkins preceded her into the glass house, the tone unusual enough to wake Ham Corbin, who had fallen asleep among the audience, despite Eleanor's rousing performance over the last hour, as the entire cast of the Breakspeare classic. He was 80, so Eleanor did not take it as a criticism. Besides, he had been primarily a circus performer, and loved only the parts of plays that called for tumbling and swordplay and knife throwing, all of which he had taught her since he had first come to Cold Hallow House, ostensibly as an elderly and thus inexpensive groom, but in fact more of an unlikely assistant and sometime foil to his niece Roberta. Though, like everyone else, he only ever called Eleanor's governess Mrs. Watkins. Eleanor sighed and let the rest of Sir Merivan's soliloquy subside back into the lower reaches of her mind. She stepped out from behind the cavalier cutout, revealing herself to be a full head shorter than the knight, as she stood no more than 5'3" in her stockings, or, as was the case now, in socks. She was wearing her long dead father's clothes, a subdued tweed suit in brown and green, which matched her eyes. They were brown with flecks of green, and her hair was simply brown, a very undistinguished brown to her own eyes. The suit had been altered somewhat to fit, but was still baggy. Her father had been no taller than her, but considerably weightier and notoriously slow-moving. Eleanor was slim, strong, swift and dexterous, and Ham had said she was the physical equal of any of the circus folk he had worked with, though he qualified this by adding she was not as strong as Helena, the strongest woman in the world, nor as flexible as a contortionist known as the Mirror Snake. She looked a drab sparrow among the bright cutouts, Eleanor thought, not for the first time. But even though she played all the parts, she never dressed as the flamboyant characters in her favourite dramas. She wore her father's old clothes simply because they were more comfortable, and it was much easier to do all the things she liked doing in trousers, rather than in an ankle-length dress and a tightly buttoned jacket, not to mention several layers of flannel underclothing. It had been a tactical error to step out from hiding, Eleanor realised, as Mrs. Watkins saw she was once again wearing her father's clothes, with a cloth cap pulled down low over her forehead to hide the unsightly brand there, rather than a bonnet or even a scarf.
"Eleanor, you have to get dressed. The doctor is here."
"I thought he was coming tomorrow," protested Eleanor.
"The pony trap from the station is halfway up the drive. It must be bringing the doctor," exclaimed Mrs. Watkins. "Hurry! Oh, Ham, not now!"
Ham ignored his niece, throwing four wooden balls in quick succession at Eleanor, who caught them automatically and began to juggle, cycling the balls around in front of her face before she threw them back with great speed and accuracy straight at Ham's nose. He caught the balls with a coughing chuckle and slipped them back into the pockets of his shabby greatcoat. Though it was the tail end of summer, and the day still had some warmth, and the greenhouse with its iron-framed glass roof caught the sun, Ham had begun to feel the cold. Great age had not so far lessened his dexterity, but it had reduced his resistance to extremes of temperature.